For KAXE News, I'm Megan Buffington with the Up North Report. Fishing guide and radio host Tom Neustrom of Grand Rapids died Sunday at his home. He was 77. Aaron Bowman has more on his impact.
A distinguished fishing guide for over five decades, he guided anglers on over 35 Minnesota lakes. He is a part of both the National Freshwater and Minnesota Fishing Hall of Fame. Multiple organizations recognize him as one of the top walleye fishing guides in the country. Outside of guiding, Neustrom shared his expertise in other ways. He served on advisory committees like the Minnesota DNR Fishing Roundtable and Red Lake Advisory Council. Jeff Sundin is a fellow Grand Rapids area fishing guide. He remembered Neustrom on the KAXE morning show.
He was a good role model for a lot of folks. Spent a lot of time volunteering with different DNR groups and was very active in a lot of different ways besides taking people fishing.
Neustrom helped start MN Fish in 2018. The nonprofit group advocates for policies that protect Minnesota lakes, improve public access, and preserve Minnesota's fishing traditions. Sundin says his advocacy is what's needed in fishing today.
People like Tom stand up, get involved. That's what's going to make all the difference in the world.
Since 1992, Neustrom hosted the weekly outdoor and fishing radio show Guides Corner on KMFY in Grand Rapids. Neustrom moved to Grand Rapids in 1979, after 11 years working as a Chicago police officer. He worked for the Itasca County Sheriff's Office, retiring in 2005. In his final submission to Outdoor News, Neustrom wrote, quote, "Being a fishing guide is not for everyone, but for me, it is what I love to do." A memorial service will be held at 1 p.m. Sunday, August 9th at Timberlake Lodge Event Center in Grand Rapids. Visitation begins at 11 a.m. Aaron Bowman, KAXE News.
The city of Pequot Lakes passed a one-year data center moratorium Monday. The Pine and Lakes Echo Journal reports the city has no request to build a data center, but it also has no regulations for them. The moratorium will allow the city's planning commission time to research what sort of policies it may need and evaluate the potential pros and cons of data centers. Carlton County is among the local governments in Minnesota also considering a moratorium. The issue of data centers and their impact on water, energy, and noise continues to generate community engagement. As federal and state regulations lag, local governments are taking steps to slow down the rapidly evolving situation. In combating the opioid crisis, Minnesota and other states are trying to prolong recent success. Response leaders say teams on the front line have to do a lot with little resources, including those helping at-risk youth. In Minnesota, opioid overdose deaths have fallen sharply from recent pandemic-era spikes, mirroring national data, but rates are still higher than pre-COVID levels. Dr. Karen Scott with the Foundation for Opioid Response Efforts says partners are still trying to get a handle on teens accessing counterfeit pills laced with fentanyl. FOR's recent grant awards emphasize groups that affected populations turn to first.
We really recognize a gap in funding opportunities for smaller organizations that are working at a very local level to address the overdose crisis in terms of prevention, harm reduction, connecting people to treatment.
According to recent student survey data, there were spikes in the percentage of Minnesota 8th and 9th graders reporting misuse of pain medications. Thanks to Minnesota News Connection for this story. A new community storytelling initiative aims to reduce stigma around substance use disorder and highlight the many faces of recovery. The effort is a collaboration between St. Louis County Public Health, Wilderness Health, Recovery Alliance Duluth, and Thrive Family Recovery Resources. There will be three open house-style studio sessions next week where people can share their experience. Each session will take about 15 minutes. The sessions are all 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. The first is Sunday at ACO in Duluth, then Monday at Align North in Virginia, and Tuesday at the Clubhouse in Ely. Participants will receive a $25 gift card for their time. Transportation stipends are also available. That's it for the Up North Report. From the KAXE News Desk, I'm Megan Buffington, telling the stories of northern Minnesota through local news.
The Up North Report on KAXE is made possible by Woodland Bank, providing customers with personal and business banking solutions, as well as offering Kasasa checking accounts. You can learn more online at woodland.bank.